The first thing I notice is his one swollen, bloodshot eye beneath the shadow of a lock of hair, as his gaze darts past me, then around the room in near panic, as if I've just cornered a wild beast. His knuckles are a mess, too. The man's been in a serious hand-to-hand fight very recently. His eye looks swollen enough that he should probably have someone look at it. "Hi, Mr. Black, is it? I'm Dr. Niccolo, one of the surgeons on Marcella's team. Nurse Jana tells me you're family?" It's an effort to remain calm and keep my tone even. But if Maddox trusted this guy enough to leave him alone with his mother, he can't be that bad. Still, with a black eye like that and skin knuckles, I can't ignore the possibility that he's dangerous. His steel gray eyes fix on my face, and he slowly stands, though he remains wordless. His jaw flexes as his eyes drift down, taking me in. There's not much to see in these scrubs, but my body heats nonetheless. His thick, dark hair curls over his collar, and his neatly trimmed beard covers half his face. I can't make out much of his body either. He wears a baggy duffel coat with a flannel shirt underneath and jeans. There's a rip at the collar of the shirt, the top button gone, the second hanging by a thread, revealing a dark swath of ink at the top of his sternum. He's a big guy, almost as big as Maddox. Yet, despite my racing heart, I don't feel threatened, just vaguely turned on by his sheer, masculine presence.
"Niccolo,"
he repeats, drawing my name out in a gravelly voice as he meets my eyes again. The sound sends goosebumps cascading down my body. The voice definitely belongs to a member of the Santos family. He sounds just like Maddox. His eyes narrow for a beat and he tilts his head as if he's waiting for me to do something. Then he scratches his beard and nods.
"Yeah, I'm family. From, out of state. Cousin, just stopped by to bring well wishes to Aunt Marcy and the rest of the Santos brood. I missed him at Christmas. It's a shame what happened."
His tone is oddly forced, but he sounds serious enough when he asks,
"What can you tell me? Was it trauma-related?"
I raise both eyebrows at this question, because I was just contemplating the cause before I walked in. Glancing at the woman on the ventilator, I give a careful nod. Her scans did reveal signs of past head trauma, which likely contributed to her stroke. "Are you very close with the family? Perhaps you can shed more light on her history, give a clearer picture. No detail is too small." I've gotten adept at fishing for information from patients, and even though it won't help Marcella, I'd love confirmation of my suspicions. Her kids weren't particularly forthcoming, but if their father abused them too, their unwillingness to speak out is no surprise. An outside observer might be more willing to share. But willingness isn't exactly what I see in Mason's eyes.